call the conference committee on House Bills 103 and 104 to order. Let the record reflect the presence of the area. Hands are present, David, myself, President Mulder. And the purpose of today is the conference committee on House Bills 103 and 104. Senator Donald. There's been a motion. Are there any objections? Hearing none, it is adopted. I would make the motion that Senator Donnelly serve as Vice Chair of the 2001 Budget Conference Committee. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. We are generally, as I've reflected to all of you in passing, my preference is to try and continue to plunk away at the budget, to try and make continual progress, as opposed to having a flurry of activity one day and nothing for 2 weeks. I like chunking away at it and getting things done progressively, so it allows us time to work through them. I think that was directed Representative Davies, not me.
If we were chunking away, I'd be happy.
Generally, we're going to have three meetings between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I guess we all I've already called this to order on 103, 104. Federal rules and guidelines. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42, voting to adopt any motion or take any action before the committee takes a majority of members and at least 2 affirmative votes from each body. The budget component has been closed. Takes 2 votes from each body to reopen. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packet. Still, only members of the conference committee may make motions, take part in discussion, or sit at the table. You may mention like finance at the head of the table. If you need to have some comments made in reference to options or potential issues, I've certainly in the past allowed the questions to flow to like finance. Our conference committee may call members of the legislature or other witnesses to answer questions raised by members of the conference committee. Testimony will only be taken upon request of the committee member and approval of the chair. As in past conference committees, Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare motion sheets, which we will be using at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions. The documents being prepared and approved will be available by Monday. Both the House and the Senate process allowed for public testimony. That portion of the process has been concluded, and the conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Senator Donnelly, a motion to request limited power for budget component. There has been a motion put forward to the presiding officers and the body, each respective body, for limited free powers related to category 3 issues. Is there any objection to the adoption of the motion? Then it is category 1, 2, and 3 are listed here in the book if there is any question. There's motion for limited free powers, categories 1, 2, 3, mental health, capital, language, and differences. Described in the book. Objections to the motion? Hearing none, we will put those forward to the presiding officers. Under limited powers of the conference committee, we can go no higher than the highest number. It can go as low as 0 or anywhere in between. Category 1 items are where House and Senate are the same in both appropriations and intent. As I said, there is a sheet in here under categories, which show category 1, which are identical, category 2, which is intent, which intent differs, and category 3 is where there are substantive differences. Category 2 items where House and Senate are the same appropriation amount but different in language and intent. Category 3 is where House and Senate are different in appropriation amount, language, and or intent. I expect to announce the meeting date, the subject meeting, next week. In general, we'll try to give you a minimum of 24 hours in notice to prepare for the departments and for OMB to prepare. Are there any questions of the members before we adjourn the meeting?
On that last, I assume that we're not going to be meeting during the Easter break.
Right? No, we are not. At this point in time, I don't foresee a meeting before next week. We do have a couple departments where there are not many differences, like Department of Natural Resources. We should be able to hammer out a couple of those departments first part of next week. Any other questions? Before members leave, I remind them to be silent. An officer. And if there's nothing else, we are adjourned. That is my father.